thanks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Jeremiah. Today we're going to take a look at what I've entitled The Christ Chromosome. The Christ Chromosome. We're going to go to Jeremiah. Start in Jeremiah chapter 2. Somebody say the Christ Chromosome. One of the issues, especially as a as a pastor or a minister in the body of Christ, that we run across, I won't say a great deal of, but it's very common, is that many in the body of Christ don't totally or fully or effectively understand their identity, who they are. And you can discern that by the fruit that they bear. But I want to take a look into this a little deeper to show, to explain and to expound on, as God will, on who we are once we're born again. In Jeremiah chapter 2, and starting in verse 21, we read in the King James Version, the Lord is saying to Israel, but we're going to spread this out, and the Lord is saying that to many today, and he's saying that not just to Israel, but he's saying that concerning his creation. He said in verse 21, yet I planted you a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Yet I planted you a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Okay, let's start on that statement that God is making. And let's take it all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where, of course, the Lord created the man in his image and after his likeness. Is that right? Amen. Gave him a mandate: be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. But of course we know the story well, that Adam and Eve, they fell or succumbed to the deception of Lucifer through the serpent, and they lost something. They became what we're looking at here, the degenerate. You know, degenerate. You're not generating. You're degenerating. You know, a generator generates power. But if it's a degenerator, it's losing power. Amen. Our identity in God, for the most part, especially to humanity, as a rule, has been hidden. Man's identity has been hidden. Now this is going to be very fundamental, foundational truth that you can really build on. Okay? So be very, very mindful of that. Our identity in God, the identity of mankind, has been hidden or kept hidden from mankind because he's become the degenerate vine or plant. Who we are, what we carry, and what's inside of us. And let me bring it into the church, even as sons. Many in the body of Christ don't understand or fully grasp their identity, who they are. They're trying oftentimes, and you hear me say it from time to time, I've experienced this too, trying to become something you already are. trying to get something you already have. So there has to be a change of perspective and understanding on what it is that we have already received. Amen? Now, we carry, number one, we carry the DNA of God. God's DNA. Now, what's caused so much trouble in the world is that when Adam fell from God, his DNA was altered. He ceased to carry the DNA of God that God created him with, and he became a degenerate. He was no longer fully representing God or connected to God. And it's the DNA of humans down from Adam till now that have caused all the problems of the human race. If they'd have just acted right. This is the cause of all the problems. You can trace every problem back to that, eating that apple or that pear, whatever it was, a plum, apricot, prune, I don't know what it was, but whatever they ate, messed it up for everybody. Now, let's take a look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 and 22. Tell somebody while you find it, we carry the DNA of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 and 22. For since by man came death, which was the act which we're talking about right here, Adam and Eve, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Okay, but since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I'm going to give you a little caveat here about how God is concerned with our spirit, soul, and body. In Thessalonians, the word says, I would that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved. Sometimes there's not much care for the body. I'm gonna have a new body. Well, yeah, but take care of the body you got now. Get some new tires on it. You know. Why? We're gonna dig into this deeper at some point in time when we do our school. But when. One of the things when Jesus, the anointing, see, by one all die, but by one we that are saved are resurrected. When Jesus resurrected, now think about the body they put into the tomb was messed up. Read Isaiah 53. He was so marred. Now they, you know, the King James and that do some study on that. His body was messed up. The only way he got to the cross was Holy Spirit. What they did to him would have killed anybody. He was beaten so bad. Isaiah says his visage was so marred more than any man. He was messed up. But the resurrection power that went into the tomb, went on his body. He didn't come out messed up. So see, this resurrection power that we have, this DNA that we have, this Christ chromosome, wants to deal with your body too. Not just meds, but Christ. We're going to experience this in the days to come, in the years to come before Christ's return. There's going to be some amazing manifestations of his spirit. So as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's us. Tell somebody, that will be me and you. Now our human DNA, now Adam, since Adam, we were born into something. We kind of like God, but you're more like Adam. That's why it's the necessity to be born again. Okay? So human DNA holds the record of what you're going to be like, your soul and your body. Your human DNA holds the record. It holds the record. See, DNA is the record keeper. It's the one to tell you what, well, we'll get into it more, but it holds your record. It tells you what you're going to be like, your soul and your body, your DNA. It determines your eye color. Yeah, your DNA, it's in your DNA. It determines long nose, short nose, fat nose, whatever kind of hair. It's the record of what you're going to be like. That's your DNA. Now, the thing about this DNA that we carry, this DNA goes back to Adam after the fall. See, before the fall, they didn't have no children. So that there were, he was in God's image. They didn't have any children after in that time. It was after the fall they began to have children. So here's the verse in Genesis 5:3. Genesis 5:3, and Adam lived 130 years. Wouldn't it be something to have a child at 130? 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness. All right, now understand. After the fall, it wasn't in God's likeness now. It was in Adam's likeness. Everybody from Adam after the fall was in Adam's likeness. It wasn't in God's likeness. See, we're a little bit like God, but when you're born, you're in Adam's likeness. Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness. His children were not going to be in God's likeness. He was at one time till he fell, and now he was lesser. He was the degenerate vine, the plant that was degenerating. Now death had come in, and now it was appointed unto them to die. Had he stayed in God, there would be no death. There would be no aging. But because the degenerate vine, and he had a son after his own likeness and after his own image, and called his name Seth. Now this is what we must understand, and I'm going to mix a little bit of confirmed science into some of this, because science and that have found many of these things in dealing with DNA and chromosomes and superstrings and all that stuff on the quantum level. They know this stuff to be true. When Adam fell, let me establish this. First of all, when Adam was with God, there was a threefold: spirit, soul, and body.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
My Lord, you could. challenge your strength and glory.